Parashas Bechu Kaisai, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach. This week, we will actually not be discussing the Parashas Hashavua, but amidst Hashem, the upcoming Yom Tov here in Eretz Yisrael is just a few minutes away, the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer. Now I must, before I even begin the Shir, I must utter a disclaimer. Because we have Shkia in about 20 minutes, I do not want to get into trouble with regard to the halacha of Sfiras HaOmer. So I'm announcing now clearly that if during the Shia I say that tonight is Lag BaOmer, I absolutely do not want to be Makayim, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer with that, such that I will still be able to count with a bracha tonight. I don't want to get into trouble. Either way, we'd like to discuss the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer. As we know, it's a Yom Shel Simcha. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel says quite clearly that Belag BaOmer Marbim Boi Ketzas Simcha. One increases slightly in one Simcha Ve'ein Oimrim Boi Tachanun, and one does not say Tachanun. It's not clear, or in fact hinted to at all in the Ramah, what exactly is the Simcha. It just says Marbim Boi Ketzas Simcha. So we know that many explain, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the name of the Vilna Gaon and others, that this of course refers to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who died in between Pesach and Shavuos, and we have a Kabbalah that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. If they stop dying on Lag BaOmer, then that becomes the day of Simcha, similar to that which we find the Vilna Gaon sends us to the Gemara at the end of Tanis. So we know that Tu B'Av is also a great day of Simcha because that's the day when those in the Midbar stopped dying. Although it's a little bit difficult to understand the Prichodosh Rei asked this question. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva did not stop dying. Rather, there were no Talmidim left to die. Why is that a source of Simcha? Imagine somebody has $1 million and he loses, every day he loses $1,000. And on the last day he's got $1,000 left and he loses that as well. He's got none left. Is he going to celebrate? Is he going to say, ah, Baruch Hashem, I've stopped losing my money. I haven't stopped losing my money. There's no more money to lose. So Prichodosh suggests it's not so much for the fact that they stopped dying, but rather it's the re-begin, it's the restart, the rejuvenation, the fact that Rabbi Akiva found five more Talmidim after the first 24,000 died. But either way, it would seem to be, according to this opinion, that the celebration of Lag BaOmer is all about Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. A second explanation is given by the Chassam Sofer. He makes the Cheshvan that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, as we know, on the 15th of Nisan. For a month, they were still eating the matzahs that they had when they left Mitzrayim, and that took them to the 15th of Iyar. For three more days, the Torah says they were circling in the Midbar, and after that, they received Mon, which means 3 days after the 15th of Iyar is in fact the 18th of Iyar, and that's the day that they received their Mon, and that's why it's a day of Simcha. However, the third explanation is perhaps the most famous, and it's quoted in the Chayei Odom, the Orach HaShulchan, and many others, that this is the day, the Yoim Hilula, the Rav Shimon ben Yochai. There is a discussion, what exactly does that mean, the Yoim Hilula, but it's commonly accepted that the Yoim Hilula, the Rashbi, the Rav Shimon ben Yochai, means it's the day that Rav Shimon ben Yochai passed away. This is Rav Shimon ben Yochai's Yahrzeit. Once again, a little bit difficult to understand. If indeed it's a Yahrzeit, why are we making it into a Yom Tov? Normally a Yahrzeit is not a day of celebration. A Yahrzeit is a day of Tanis and Tshuva. But be that as it may, the Orach HaShulchan suggests maybe it's not the day that he passed away. Maybe it's the day that he left the cave. But either way, this is certainly a celebration of the life of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and as mentioned, most understand this to be the day that Rav Shimon ben Yochai passed away. I'd like to share with you tonight, based on this understanding, that Lag BaOmer is the day that Rav Shimon ben Yochai passed away. I'd like to share with you a quite phenomenal passage in the Sefer Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, we know from the Hasidic Din of Dynasty, about 200 years ago or so. Much of the writings of the Bnei Yisrael are Kabbalistic based, which is of course extra appropriate when you're talking about Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, which is a celebration of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, as we well know, Rav Shimon ben Yochai authored the Zohar. And the Zohar is all the Kabbalistic secrets of the Torah. It is what we call Torah HaNistar. Not the revealed part of the Torah, but rather the hidden aspect of the Torah. So I think we're going to allow ourselves a little bit tonight to dabble slightly in Torah HaNistar, although far be it for me to claim that I can understand fully Torah HaNistar, but nonetheless, I'd like to learn with you this piece in the Bnei Yisrael, and I think you'll agree with me, it is a quite mind-blowing shtickle in the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael begins with a Mishnah in Ovis. If any of you have a Mishnah to hand, have a look in Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches and Tes. The Mishnah there tells us in the second Perek, the eighth Mishnah, in some prints it's the ninth Mishnah, that Chamisha Talmidim Hoyu L'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai had five Talmidim, and who were they? The Mishnah enumerates them, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Those were the five Talmidim. In the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says as follows. He told his five Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he told them, Su'u ura'u, go out and see, Ezehi derech yeshara sheyidbak bai ha'adam. What is the correct way? What is the good way of life? Very vague, not clear exactly what he meant by that instruction. We'll explain in a moment. So the Talmidim returned, and each one came back with a different answer. Rabbi Elazar said, Ayin Toiva, a good eye. That is the correct way of life. Rabbi Yeshua said, a chover toiv, a good friend. Rabbi Yosi Omer, shochein toiv, a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, horoya es hanoilod, somebody who can, as it were, envisage that which has not yet been born, he can see the future. Finally, Rabbi Elazar, the fifth and final Talmud, he said, leiv toiv, a good heart. Said the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Roya ani es divrei Elazar ben Aruch. I concur with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Why? Shebichlal dvarov divreichem. Because included in his words are all of yours. So not that his opinion is preferable because it is better, but rather, it is all-encompassing, it's more expansive. His opinion includes all of yours. End of Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is, of course, very difficult to understand, and the Bnei Yisrael asks many kashas on the Mishnah. Firstly, what exactly does it mean, tsu'u ura'u? Go out and see. Where should we go to? Where was he instructing them to look? What does that mean? Secondly, each one of the Talmidim came back with his personal opinion. Where did they get that from? How did each Tana know? It was Chaver Tov, Shochen Tov, Leib Tov, Ayin Tov. How do they know all of that? And thirdly, he asks, what indeed does it mean that included in Rabbi Elazar's Teretz is all of the others? How do we see that the others are all incorporated in Rabbi Elazar's? So listen now to the quite staggering words, absolutely mind-blowing, of the Bnei Yisrael, how he interprets this Mishnah. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe, said, "Su'u ureu, go out and see what is the derech teva, what is the derech yeshara." Where was he instructing them to go and look? Obviously, there's only one address. Everything is hinted to us in the Torah. So when he said "su'u ureu," he didn't mean go out into the street. He meant go out and look in the Torah. Look in the Torah and try and find the absolute definition of Tov. How do you find the absolute definition of Tov? Tov can be interpreted surely in many ways. And the answer must be, and this indeed was the instruction to the Talmidim, look where does it say the word Tov in the Torah for the first time. The first time that Tov is mentioned, that really encompasses, that really defines for us absolute Tov. The paradigm of Tov is to be found with reference to the first time that Tov is mentioned in the Torah. So, if any of you have a Chumash Bereishis to hand, you will see that Tov, the word Tov, is mentioned pretty early on in the Torah. Reishis bara Elohim, the world was full of Choshech, Vayoymer in the third Pasuk Elohim Yehi Oir, and what do we find in Pasuk Dalet? Vayar Elohim Es HaOir Ki Tov. That is the first ever mention in the entire Torah of the word Tov. Vayar Elohim Es HaOir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that this light was Tov. Says the Bnei Yisachar, and this is just unbelievable. Everybody agrees, all of the Tanoim agree, therefore, that if you want to define what is the absolute definition of Tov, it must be based on this pasuk. Vayar Elohim Es HaOir Ki Tov. So the first Tana, Rabbi Elazar, came back and said, look what it says, Vayar, he saw the Tov. So you see that Tov is mentioned in reference to seeing. And that's why he came back with his answer, Ayin Tov. If you've asked me to look in the Torah, what is the definition of Tov? The first place it's ever mentioned is with reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision, as it were, Vayar Elohim. So Ayin Tov is my absolute definition of Tov. First opinion. Came along Rabbi Yeshua the second and says, one second. Let's have a look. What exactly was HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeing over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, initially there was a world full of Choshech. Oir did not exist, but Choshech did. As it were, even before the world was created, there was Choshech. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Oir. So all of a sudden, Choshech was no longer alone. Choshech had a partner. Vayar Elohim Es HaOir Ki Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Oir that was Tov. What did he see that was Tov? He saw that Choshech now had a Chaver, now had a partner. Said Rabbi Yeshua, well, if that's the case, that's my definition of Tov, Chaver Tov. Because the Choshech now had a Chaver, what was that? The Oir. Third opinion, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, we know from Chazal that initially when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light and darkness, they were all mixed up together. We obviously have no concept of what does this mean, but Chazal say that the Oir and the Choshech were Meshamshin Be'eruvuvia, they were all mixed up together. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu then created a demarcation. Light is for day. Darkness is for night. Each one had its tchum. They now became not just a chover toiv, they now became neighbors side by side. That's therefore Rabbi Yossi's definition of toiv, shochein toiv. Vayar Elohim Es HaOir Ki Tov. He saw that oil was there resting side by side, coexisting peacefully with the choshech. That is shochein toiv. fourth opinion, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, Chazal tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Oir, this was an Oir Ruchni, a spiritual light, and the world could not withstand it. So it was hidden away. It was hidden away. Where was it hidden? We'll soon see. It was hidden in the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in the future that the Rishayim will not be able to withstand this light. Says therefore Reb Shimon, the first time Tov is ever mentioned in the Torah, it's mentioned in reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was foreseeing the future, that the light was non-sustainable. That is Haroya Es HaNoilad. This is just unbelievable of the Bnei Yisrael. So what's the last opinion of Rabbi Elazar? Leiv Tov. Where on earth do you see Leiv Tov mentioned over here? We've seen Ayin Tov because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the light. We've seen Chover Tov because the Chayshach now had a Chover. They were split into two, so they became a Shochein Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it away for the future. That's a Roya Es HaNoilad. But where do you see Leiv Tov? Says the Bnei Yisachar, quite unbelievable. Because if you have a Chumash in front of you and you count the words, how many words are there in that first Pasuk? Bereshis Bara Elohim, Eis HaShomayim, Be'Eis HaAretz is 7 words. Count now Pasuk Beis, V'Haaretz Hoysa Soyu V'Voyu, that's another 4, 11. V'Choshech Al Pnei Sohoim, it's another 4, 15. V'Ruach Elohim Rachefes Al Pnei Amoyim, that's another 6, that's 21 words. Carry on. V'Yomer Elohim Yehi Oyer, that's another 4, that's 25. Vayehi Oyer, 27. Vayar Elohim Esa Oyer is another 4, 31. And then the word Ki is 32. There are 32 words until the next word, which is Toiv. Leiv, 32, Toiv. The words of the Torah from the beginning of Bereshis, leading up to that Toiv, there are Leiv words followed by Toiv. Said Rabbi Elazar, that's therefore my definition of Toiv, Leiv, Toiv. Says the Bnei Yisachar in conclusion, so why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai get so excited when he said that everybody else's opinion is included in his half-level fella? Because all of the other Tanoim were homing in on one particular word, Vayar, or the Choshech, or the Vayavdel, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but Rabbi Elazar was counting all 32 words. Those 32 words incorporate all of the concepts mentioned by the other Tanoim. And that's what he meant. That's why I concur with your opinion. Your opinion of Leiv Toiv, there are Leiv words until you get to Toiv. Those Leiv words, 32 words, include Vayar and Vayavdel, etc., etc. So the Bnei Yisachar quite remarkably has explained to us that's what's going on. That was the exercise that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was giving his Talmidim. Look into the Torah, find a definition of Toiv, and each one did, all in reference to the Oir. Everybody agrees that Toiv is Oir, but which particular manifestation thereof? Is it the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Oir, so it's Ayin Toiv? Is it the fact that the Choshech had an accompanying partner, so it's Chover Toiv? Is it the fact that each one had its particular tchum, two neighbors, then it's Shochein Toiv? Is it the fact that the oil was put away for the future, then it's Roya Es HaNoilad? Or is it like Rabbi Elazar, the fact that the Toiv, this oil, Toiv, is mentioned after 32 words, that's Leiv Toiv? Quite staggering. What on earth has this got to do with Lag BaOmer and Rav Shimon ben Yochai? Well, if you think that was remarkable, as they say, you haven't heard anything yet. The Bnei Yisrael now continues, and as mentioned, this is a little bit Kabbalistic, so I will try and explain as much as I can understand these concepts, but once again, it's absolutely remarkable. 32 days ago, we had just concluded the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach, we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was initiated by Ribbono Shel Olam, not by any involvement, any spiritual involvement on the part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were at rock bottom when they left Mitzrayim. Memtes Sharei Tumah. So it was all orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that we earned based on our spiritual standing. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next stage is Matan Torah, but this you have to earn. This you have to put in your effort, and it's going to be 49 days of Sfiras HaEmet. Each day you will grow in your Ruchnias, not so in Mitzrayim where you had hit rock bottom. You will grow in your Ruchnias day by day. How many days of the Omer are there, says the B'nai Yisrael? There are 49, which is the gematria of Lev Toiv. Lev is 32, Toiv is 17. 32 days lead you up to Lag B'Omer, following the last 17, and you get 49. The 49 days of the Omer are the Lev Toiv. One second. Lev Toiv was a reference to the Oir, as we mentioned. Says the B'nai Yisroel, we, with our Lev Toiv days, our 49 days, we are leading up to Kabbalat HaTorah. The Mishnah says, Ein Toiv Elo Torah. Our Lev Toiv days, we are counting towards Torah, which is Toiv. And you know why indeed is Torah referred to as Toiv? Because the Oir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is all hidden in the Torah. And if it was that initial Oir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that was Toiv, Ayar Elokim Es Oir Ki Toiv, where is that Toiv to be found? In the Torah. That's why the Torah is called Toiv. There is a Lev Toiv Yomim process that prepares us for that ultimate Toiv, which is Torah. Says the B'nai Yisroel, and as mentioned, this is Kabbalistic in nature. The ultimate Toiv, that Torah, is of course arrived at on Chag HaShavuos. But something very significant happened on Lag B'Omer. Lag B'Omer is the day of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. That, as it were, begins our home straight towards Matan Torah. The preparation for the Oir of the Torah, which is why the Torah is in fact called Toiv, begins after the Lev. After the first 32 days and you begin your last 17, Lag B'Omer. This is Rav Shimon ben Yochai's day as we lead up to the Oir. And that's why the Zohar refers to the Rav Shimon ben Yochai as the Butzina Kadisha, which means the great Oir. And that's why Rav Shimon ben Yochai's Sefer is called the Zohar. What does Zohar mean? Zohar means light. Because Rav Shimon ben Yochai prepares us for the great light of the Torah, which we'll arrive at Shavuos. Says the B'nai Yisroel, if Rav Shimon ben Yochai passed away on Lag B'Omer, then presumably he was born on Lag B'Omer as well. We know, Chazal tell us that tzaddikim always have exactly complete years. So on Lag B'Omer, when Rav Shimon ben Yochai was born all those years ago, that's the day that we began leading up, as it were, towards the Torah. After the Lev Yomim, now the Toiv Yomim. And that's why it's on this day the minig of Klal Yisrael to light bonfires. Why do we light bonfires? Says the B'nai Yisroel, it's not just because it's like a yahrzeit candle, but rather we are celebrating the beginning of this great Oir as we lead up to the Torah. on the day that Rav Shimon ben Yechai was born and also passed away, those final 17, those final Toiv Yomim, that indeed that will lead us to the Toiv, Ein Toiv Elo Toiro. These are, of course, Dvorim Nifloim, Dvorim Nisgovim B'Yosav B'nei Yisasa. We are celebrating that hidden Torah. We are celebrating that hidden light, and that's to be found in the Torah, which is Toiv. The process of Toiv begins on Lag BaOmer. The Lev Toiv Yomim, as we learned in the Mishnah, that Lev Toiv, it's a process of Lev Toiv, 32 days or 32 words in the Torah that leads you till the light. Ein Toiv Elo Torah, that's where the light can be found. And that's why we light candles, and that's why we light bonfires, and that's why Rav Shimon ben Yechai is referred to as the Great Oir, and that's why his Sefer is called the Zohar. Says the Bnei Yisrael in conclusion, and with this we will finish, there is one other minig on Lag BaOmer. Many have the minig to shoot a bow and arrow, a keshes. So some explain, this is a reference to the Gemara, in the times of Rav Shimon ben Yechai, there was never a rain bow, there was never a keshes. But the Bnei Yisrael, in conclusion, explains this minig in yet again a most remarkable way. He says, which tribe in Klal Yisrael is the tribe of Torah? Yisachar. Yisachar Chamor Gorem. Says the Bnei Yisachar, we have a Kabbalah that Yisachar was conceived. When was he conceived? Leah became impregnated with Yisachar on Leil Shavuos, in other words, Chodesh Sivan. Why dafka Chodesh Sivan on Shavuos? Well, obviously, because Yisachar is in fact the Shevet of Torah. So when was Yisachar born? Chazal tell us that all the Shvatim were born in the seventh month of their pregnancy. If you work it out, if he was conceived in Chodesh Sivan, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev, the seventh month, he was born in Kislev. Says the Bnei Yisachar, he was born exactly in Kislev, Chofhei Kislev, which is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is also the time that we celebrate Torah. The Yevonim wanted to be Mevatel the Torah, but it was rejuvenated again, so the light of Torah shines again, and that's why we light the candles of Hanukkah. That is once again the light of Torah. So Yisachar was born, conceived on Shavuos, born on Hanukkah, that is a celebration of the Torah, and that's once again the lighting of the candles, the light of the Torah. Says the Bnei Yisrael, therefore, when we celebrate Lag BaOmer as a preparation for Chag Matan Torah, we are left with Toiv days, 17 days. Ultimately, this is a preparation for the conception of Shevet Yisachar. Their birth is on Hanukkah and Chodesh Kislev. What is the mazel of Chodesh Kislev? It is the keshes, the bow. And that's why we shoot the bow on Lag BaOmer. Because this is in all in preparation for Toiv of Torah, for Chag HaShavuos. And it was Chag HaShavuos that Yisachar was conceived. He was born in Kislev on Hanukkah, the mazel of which is keshes, and that's why we shoot the keshes on Lag BaOmer. And that really ends this phenomenal piece in the Bnei Yisrael. As mentioned, this definitely has Kabbalistic overtones, which is appropriate not only to the Sefer Bnei Yisrael in general, but of course to Lag BaOmer in particular. If we're celebrating the life of Rav Shimon ben Yechai, who authored the Zohar, then it is, of course, only appropriate that we dabble a little bit, at least to the best of our understanding, in Teiras HaNistar. The Lev Toiv, those 32 words followed by the Toiv till you get to the Oir, which has now been hidden into the Torah, therefore also requires a preparation of Leiv Toiv days. This course, of course, it's very difficult to add anything to this quite remarkable piece of Bnei Yisrael, but surely we're allowed to add that if in this time of the Yemei HaOmer, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, Sheloi Noagu Kovoid Zer Bazer, then the antidote must of course be Leiv Toiv. Looking at others with an Ayin Toiv, be a Shochein Toiv, be a Chover Toiv, and all of that is incorporated in the Leiv Toiv. So I don't think anything more needs to be added, Kol HaMoisif Geireya, but this gives us a little bit, albeit a Kabbalistic understanding, but a little bit of a remarkable understanding of this Yom HaKodesh of Lag BaOmer. May we indeed be Zeicha to celebrate wherever we are in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz as we begin now the final part of our countdown. We have done the Leiv days. What remains now is the Toiv, the final 17, until we get to the ultimate Toiv, Ein Toiv Elo Teira, and that we will be celebrating Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach Chag HaShavuos, 17 days, Chag HaShavuos, Amitz Hashem, Abo, Oleinu, L'Toivah.